I'm Susan Davis. I am a member of AWARE, the anti-war, anti-racism effort in Urbana-Champaign. This week marks the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. In churches, public meetings, and rallies around central Illinois, people will be reflecting on the costs of war. What began with a shock and awe blitzkrieg has bogged down in a bloody occupation with no end in sight. It's a big job to tally the costs of war and occupation. More than 100,000 Iraqis are dead, and whole cities have been bombed to rubble. 1,500 American soldiers have been killed, 68 of them from Illinois. More than 10,000 Americans are seriously injured, and untold numbers of Iraqi and American lives are shattered. Our soldiers have been asked to commit unspeakable acts, and we have demanded the Iraqi people submit to brutality and inhumane treatment in the name of democracy. The political costs of this are hard to measure. The psychological costs are uncountable. Iraq's economy is in ruins, and what is left has been seized by American corporations. Our own economy is disabled by a $500 billion deficit to which war spending contributes an ever-growing part. The spiritual, social, and economic costs to individuals, communities, and countries spiral, again with no end in sight. Although the Bush administration claims otherwise, it clearly sees the occupation of Iraq as a long-term project, even a jumping-off point for attacks on Iran and Syria. While anti-war activists opposed the invasion before it began, some of America's most conservative thinkers are now worried that a policy of endless war threatens the United States' very future. Anti-war activists recognize that American foreign policy threatens the whole world's future. On Saturday, March 19, demonstrations across Illinois, around the United States and the world, will call for an immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. AWARE, the anti-war, anti-racism effort, will hold a rally with speakers and music from 3 to 4 p.m. at 1 Main Street in Champaign. Join us, or join your community's own demonstration, and demand the Bush administration bring the troops home now. This is Susan Davis for AWARE.